Aye, so they have a glen. They're off of Graceville, big Graceville birds. As I say, they reckon the name comes from the Scandinavian glada, Norse to glide.
Uh-huh. I could see the markings in the top of the wing.
Aye. They're off a red in the sun, it's kind of dull the day, but when the sun's out, the adults can look off a red, and of course that's where the name red kite comes from. And also there's a Germanic root to glead, which is ember, and of course embers are red. Uh-huh. So you can take a pick in terms of the derivation. But they certainly do a lot of gliding. That is gliding the new in circles about it.
Does it see something doing on the ground maybe, or is it just...
Aye, it'll just be looking
fleeing about.
It'll be fleeing about looking. It's maybe got a nest underneath there. It's maybe watching its mate at the nest. What they do is they circle up to an off a hicht, and they'll look at their neighbours. They're one of these birds that they network feed. So vultures do the same. So they're up there and they're looking at the ground to see what's there that they can eat. But they're also looking at their neighbours in the sky. And if they see any of their neighbours coming down, they'll think, aha, I'll get a wee look at that.
I'll get in there.
Exactly. And that's what... And vultures do this over hundreds of miles. Uh-huh. You know, they have a big network spread out in the sky, reaches hundreds of miles, and literally they can glide. If they see a movement and two or three vultures going that way, they'll join in and they'll go. And that's when you see loads of them at the end carcass. Well, kites maybe don't operate out on the same kind of distances, but the principle is exactly the same. So they'll watch each other. And if Ying is doing, they'll think, oh, that could be something. Now, it might be a deed hedgehog, or it might be a deed rabbit, but it might be a deed sheep, and it could feed quite a few of them. So this is what they do. So there's a method. There's an Old Scots proverb connected with the Gled, and it was published in Ramsay's 1750 book of Scots Proverbs, which is one of the best books I've ever read. It's a mine of information, and it's a tiny wee book. It fits in your pocket, uh-huh. If you can pick up a facsimile. But He's got a proverb in there relating to the Gled. He says, it was never for naething that the Gled whistled. Mm-hmm. Which is just lovely. You know what I mean? It was never for naething that the Gled whistled. So, and that's absolutely true. If it's whistling, there's a reason for it whistling. And it's maybe the fact that somebody's born at its nest, or it's maybe the fact that it's fun food. And who cares where the derivation for that came from? But I think that's just spot on. And the wee book of proverbs is full of that kind of things. And a lot of them connected with birds. But I don't see any peases. There's yet a few peases next to me, but the water level's come up and maybe it's kind of flooded them out. Uh-huh. There's sedge warblers. There's a raucous sedge warblers going over there, but there's something going up to look at that kite. Well, I see there's something going up to get a roosting. I don't know what I'll tell you what it is to do. Oh, it's a peasy, it's a peasy. See, diving at it, it's a peasy, a lapwing. The Scottish, we call them peasies or peewits about here.
Is that them having a feck?
Aye, what the peasy's doing is it's up there chasing the Gled and saying, get away, you're not getting my youngin. Uh-huh. Because there's a chance that the Gled might go after its youngin. So there it's having another bit dive at it. See it? There. Oh! So that tells you that the peasy's got an interest over there, and the kites... It kind of looks as if it's just hanging about its nest, but the peasy is for nearing it, and it's
so it's got the peasy on nettles now.
It has, really. Aye, it's a peasy in there in certain terms is saying, and there it's a wee bit maybe back to its youngin. It's probably got a youngin, or maybe two or three. It's coming down. Aye, there it's a wee going to that island, nesting in among their gulls, you see. Mm-hmm. So, and it'll get protection for their gulls, because the black-headed gulls are no great robbers eggs, unlike some of the bigger gulls, but the fact that it hits in there, they black-headed gulls, if the kite came out of them, the gulls would all be up at it and all. Mm-hmm. So it's getting a wee bit of protection there, you know what I mean? It's in the build of the gulls.